Welcome to North Valley Friends Devotional Podcast for October 6th, 2020. Today we're looking at Exodus 33, 7 through 20 from the CEV, through the lens of conversing. You have said that you are my friend and that you are pleased with me. If this is true, let me know what your plans are, then I can obey and continue to please you. And don't forget that you have chosen this nation to be your own. The Lord said, I will go with you and give you peace. Then Moses replied, If you aren't going with us, please don't make us leave this place. But if you do go with us, everyone will know that you are pleased with your people and with me. That way we will be different from the rest of the people on earth. So the Lord told him, I will do what you have asked because I am your friend and I am pleased with you. Then Moses said, I pray that you will let me see you in all of your glory. The Lord answered, All right. I am the Lord, and I show mercy and kindness to anyone I choose. I will let you see my glory and hear my holy name, but I won't let you see my face, because anyone who sees my face will die. By this point in Moses' story, he and God have had quite a few conversations. It's a long way from the burning bush, and Moses excuses why he shouldn't go to Egypt. Moses has confronted Pharaoh, led Israel out of Egypt, and wandered around the desert for quite some time. He and God have had a lot of conversations. It ain't his first rodeo, cowboy. When we read Exodus 33, we encounter a very authentic conversation. Moses is very straightforward with God. You said this, don't forget what you've promised. Let me know what you're doing. Moses isn't mincing words. God seems to be all right with Moses' directness. The whole conversation seems a bit like haggling, starting with Moses and God's relationship, then moving to Israel and God's relationship, and ending with Moses' desire to see God in all of God's glory. God hears Moses all the way through this conversation, but God is also willing to draw the line. When Moses asks for what God isn't willing to give, or what God doesn't think is safe for Moses, God says no. But even then, there is no sense of Moses offending God or going too far. Moses and God are having a real and honest interaction. It's perhaps tempting when we read about heroes of the faith, from Abraham to Moses to Gideon to Sarah to Hannah, to see their honesty and back and forth with God as exceptional. We are inclined to see these folks as special. They must have had a higher level of clearance to be able to be honest with God this way. But that interpretation ignores consistency of these conversations in Scripture. It ignores Jesus, the physical manifestation of God, and his conversation and journey with the people he encountered. We separate ourselves from this kind of conversation with God, maybe because we have been taught erroneously that God isn't accessible to us. Maybe we shy away from this kind of conversation with God because of the implications, what we might be asked to do or give up. Maybe we're less than quick to enter in because this kind of honesty means we're vulnerable. Maybe we're resistant to this kind of conversation because it causes us to realize we're not God. No matter the reasons we might avoid it, honest conversation with God, in the end, is the means to transformation. It's also the means of God's love for us. Conversation opens the door, and our hearts, lives, and minds to embrace God's loving kindness fully. Our honesty with God and God's honesty with us is what brings us to deeper intimacy and connection. Some questions for today. Are you free to be honest in your conversation with God? Are you open to God being honest with you? Do you see prayer as a give and take?